Hello, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotionals. Quick apologies for my voice. I'm a little bit sick, but I'm happy to bring us through our devotional for today. It's Isaiah chapter 43. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my eyes, and honored, and I love you. I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, Give up, and to the south, Do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, who I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Bring out the people who are blind, yet have eyes, who are deaf, yet have ears. All the nations gather together, and the peoples assemble. Who among them can declare this and show us the former things? Let them bring their witnesses to prove them right, and let them hear and say, It is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I declared and saved and proclaimed when there was no strange God among you, and you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and I am God. Also, henceforth, I am He. There is none who can deliver from my hand. I work, and who can turn it back? Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I said to Babylon, and bring them all down as fugitives, even the Chaldeans, in the ships in which they rejoice. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who bring forth chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild beasts will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself that they might declare my praise. Yet you did not call upon me, O Jacob, but you have been weary of me, O Israel. You have not brought me your sheep for burnt offerings or honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with offerings or wearied you with frankincense. You have not bought me sweet cane with money or satisfied me with the fat of your sacrifices, but you have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us argue together. Set forth your case that you may be proved right. Your first father sinned, and your mediators transgressed against me. Therefore, I will profane the princes of the sanctuary and deliver Jacob to utter destruction and Israel to reviling. Amen. Now, there is this crazy reality TV show called Love is Blind on Netflix, and perhaps you've heard of it before. The premise is they take men and women and have them go on blind dates. Literally blind dates. They go on several dates with each other, but in isolated pods, unable to see what the other person looks like. But the crazy part is that if they are a good match, they decide to get engaged before they see each other in person. So the first time they see what the other looks like is as fiancés. It's crazy to hear some of the promises that they make each other. I will love you forever. I'll be there with you no matter what. You mean the world to me, and I'll give up everything for you. While there were some couples that successfully got married, most end up with broken hearts through broken engagements or even divorce. I once rewatched the first episode with Pastor Mike, who was watching it for the first time. And for me, I knew which couples would break up, but seeing them date and say these well-intended but temporary and fleeting words left me feeling sad. And I'm sure all of us have experienced a time when someone had told us that they would be there for us, but we were left disappointed, abandoned, or forgotten. It never feels good, and it could leave us with wounds that could make us more weary when we hear similar words in the future. But I think the credibility comes not from the words itself, but from the speaker, the person who is saying these words and promises. For example, I will be much more trusting in the words of my boyfriend over an acquaintance that I barely know, or my best friend over a stranger on the street, or my mentor over a random guru I may find on my social media. The difference is that I have a relationship with the former and have a lived experience of what they are like, and therefore am much more keen to trust their words and their intentions. So let's start with that. Who is speaking here? God is. And how does God describe himself as? And what are things that he does for us? God says that he is Redeemer, verse 14, Lord, your God, verse 3, Holy One of Israel, Creator of Israel, verse 3 and 15, your Savior, verse 3, your King, verse 15. He says that before him was no other God and there will be no other, verse 10. He is the Lord, verse 11. There is no other Savior, verse 11. He blots out all of our transgressions and remembers none of our sins, verse 25. He is doing a new thing, verse 19. Even beasts and birds honor him, verse 20, and provides for the earth and his people, verse 21. And the list goes on and on. So I think we can safely say that God is not just some average Joe who has empty words. He is God, and he has credibility. So what does he say to us? Let's turn to verses 1 to 3. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. That is his promise to you and me. He calls you by name. We belong to him. When I read these verses, I imagine me walking through the Red Sea with Moses and the Israelites. I imagine me walking through the flames of fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace and not being burned. God's credibility is affirmed here again in the next verse when he says, "For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." He is able to make these promises because that is who he is. But why us? Why choose to be there for us through the waters and fire? The following verse in verse 4 answers that. It says, "Because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you." To you, you are precious in God's eyes. You are honored and esteemed. And he says, "I love you." Oftentimes, I was forced to try to fit into some mold that society wanted me to be considered as precious. But God here is saying, "You are precious in my eyes." And as a young woman, I was used to being the one honoring other people. But instead, God says, "I honor you." And for an Asian American growing up, I rarely heard the words, "I love you." Perhaps some of us here just need to hear those words from God today. It's written in his scripture, his love letter to us. It is written, "I love you." And so how should we respond? The following verse tells us, verse 5, "Fear not, for I am with you." Fear not, for I am with you. If you notice back in verses 1 to 3, it never says if you pass through the waters or if you walk through the fire. It says when. I think oftentimes when we are in circumstances of deep sorrow or hurt, it's easy to look at God and think, "Where are you? I've surely been there." But God never promises us that we will live a perfect, pain-free life. But he does promise us that he will be there. He promises that the waters will not overwhelm us and that the flames will not consume us. I think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar threw them in the fire 7 times hotter than normal, that even the guards that were ordered to bring them to the furnace were burned and killed. But as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fire, King Nebuchadnezzar saw 4 figures. And when the 3 came out unscorched, he gave praise to God. We aren't told the point of the story from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's point of view, but I feel pretty certain that these 3 men saw the 4th figure with them, and that it changed everything. Scripture never says that the 3 men came running out in panic, pleading for their lives, crying to be saved. It just says that King Nebuchadnezzar saw them unharmed. I think that they saw the 4th man, this mysterious man, Jesus, who was with them and gave them perfect peace, the indescribable kind that somehow allows you to stay calm and stabilized in a deadly situation. And this encounter with the one who not only promised to be with them, but showed up and was true to his word, that changed everything. So what season are you going through right now? Perhaps you feel like you're in the thick of the sea or in the fiery furnace, or maybe you've experienced a season like that in the past. Do you trust him at his word? Invite him to open up your spiritual eyes to see him in the midst of your circumstances. Or perhaps you need affirmations of God's thoughts of you, that you are precious, honored, and loved. Let's take some time today to reflect and pray through this passage with him. God, we thank you for this word that is very clear, your heart for us, that you love us, that you cherish us, that you will not abandon or forsake us, and that your words are not empty. They're not empty promises, but they are filled with such trust and enduring steadfastness. So help us, God, to depend on you today, to seek your face. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.